Hi everyone, this is Dee. I just wanted to put a voice recording in really to explain the mind magic card trick that I use within the psychology section. So I just thought it would be more helpful really if I talked you through it. Basically, you'll need a pack of cards, so always have some spare with you. I mean, they're really cheap to pick up, any quality, just buy the cheapest ones, that's absolutely fine. And you'll also need enough Sharpie pens to hand round and then just collect them at the end of the session, because you don't want to lose them, because Sharpie pens are quite expensive. The reason why I use Sharpie pens is because quite often packs of cards have a shiny surface. So if you just used a biro, they'd find it really difficult to write on. So use a Sharpie pen, it's much easier, and a black one is preferable. So the basic gist of this is that what you're trying to do is remove negative thought patterns and replace them with positive thought patterns. I'm sure you've picked this up. That's the aim of the game. But it also just gets them interactive. They love doing this. I've done this time and time again at workshops and retreats, and they really, really do get a big kick out of this. And it ends the day on such a high. They're really, really positive. So the psychology session of your day should always be at the end, because what you're doing is you're basically encompassing everything that they've learned throughout the day, and you're reinforcing it now in a very positive way. And if you keep this at the last, as the last session of the day, you'll always find that they leave feeling just fantastic, and that's what you want. So with the pack of cards, open the pack of cards. I always make a bit of a joke and just say, you know, we're going to do a bit of magic now. I've got nothing up my sleeves, and I just make a bit of fun. I ask them to be very open-minded, and just, I say to them, just do as you're told, in my own bossy, funny way. And then I'll ask them to think about one thing that's negative that they feel about themselves, that if you had a magic wand, you could remove. And they'll take some time thinking about it. And at this point, you need to sort of almost be moving around the room, because you're going to be giving out a card to everybody. Doesn't matter what card they get. They need to be writing on the face of the card. So the actual card itself, not the back side of it. The card with the picture on it, with the image on it. So that's where you want them to be writing. So you'll explain to them, okay, so think about now something really negative that if I could remove it right now, it would be the one thing. And they're only allowed to choose one thing, because you haven't got time and the card's not big enough to put all of the things that they want to remove. But they'll be thinking in terms of symptoms. They could be thinking in terms of their anxiety, maybe depression. Some of them might be thinking about weight. Some of them might be thinking about husbands, but I do make a joke about, you know, what we can't do is, you know, make your boobs smaller or bigger, or remove your husband, because that would be unethical. So just get them thinking along those lines and have a bit of fun with it, because if you basically deliver this in a too serious way, what you might be doing then is inducing some negative emotion. And we don't want too much of that. You don't want lots of tears. So so think of it in a way that is understandable for them, that's not going to be too provocative. So then they're going to be thinking of that word or a sentence, whatever they can fit onto that card. You need to explain that it's absolutely private and confidential. It's only them that are going to see it. And then when they've all completed it, and you're going to ask them, are you all done now? Is that all finished? And they'll say yes. This is the important bit. Now I want you to rip it up into the tiniest pieces you possibly can, and just let them take their time over it. It's so cathartic for them. I've seen women take 20 minutes. They will rip that up into the tiniest, tiniest pieces. And quite often I've got a prize for the smallest pieces, you know, the most amount of pieces. And it's surprising just how competitive some of these women get. But the whole point is that they are ripping up, they're tearing into and removing, they're totally obliterating that negativity on that card, because that's what they will be focused on in their minds. It's a very subconscious thing that goes on. So you need to have a waste paper bucket or bin, and move around the room, talk to people as they're doing it, congratulate them on how tiny, you know, their pieces are. If some of them aren't really putting too much effort into it, maybe they've just put it into a quarter, encourage them to keep going, keep going, keep going. They can make that smaller. Go on, you can make that card smaller. Those pieces need to be much smaller than that. And they will. They'll do anything you ask them to do. And then you want them to put, when they've finished, they need to be putting, gathering all their pieces, and they've normally got them in their laps. You know, they try and keep them in their laps because obviously you don't want little tiny pieces of paper everywhere in your event room. So then they'll put them into the bin. And if anybody drops a piece, you ask them to pick it up, because psychologically we don't want to leave anything behind, do we? We want to get rid of all this nasty negativeness. So in the bin they go, and that's pretty much it. And apart from that, you're then going to be asking them, how does that make you feel? And they will all say, much lighter, feel better, oh, thank goodness that's gone. They get it, okay? So that's the first part of this mind magic card scenario that I've put together. It's absolutely my technique. Some of you, if you're trained in psychology, then you may have a technique that's very similar that you can use, and I haven't got a problem with any of you using your own technique, providing it works, and do share those with us. Now, further on down the line, you're going to have the flip side of this, which is all about positivity. So you'll notice as you move through your slides, the mind magic card trick comes up again. And this time you're going to be doing the reverse. Basically what you're saying is you want them to put down a positive affirmation for themselves. So this isn't for anybody else. It's just for themselves, about themselves. And you can give them an example like, I feel more confident, or I feel free, or I'm managing my symptoms, or I love my menopause. You know, give them those sorts of examples and they'll follow your lead and come up with their own. They need to write, so you go around and give them another new card, which is why you need to have a pack and maybe a spare pack, depending on how many guests you've got. So you'll go around the room, give them another spare card. They'll still have their Sharpie pen from before, and then they're going to be writing their positive affirmation. And you go through the whole thing again. This time, what you want to do is, when they've finished, get them to hold the card with the positive affirmation facing to their chest. So they're actually holding it in their hands and holding it against their chest. Whilst they're doing that, I want you to ask them to close their eyes and think about what it is that they've written on their cards. So you put them into a relaxed mode, and they're thinking about those positive words on their card. They're absorbing it, okay? And you can make that suggestion that they are absorbing that positive energy. And they'll start to feel really brilliant. And this is how you really finish off the day. And then you'll say, you know, in your own time, you can just decide to open your eyes and realise just how positive you feel, okay? You're reaffirming it. Now, that card, they keep. So that one, they do not rip up. That is a card that goes in their handbag, goes in their bag, goes in their pocket. It goes home with them and they keep it. And that really finishes off the day on a lovely note. So if you've got any questions about the mind magic little technique that I use, do let me know. But if you just follow those instructions, and I'm sure you'll get it, and actually a few times after you've done it, it'll just come very naturally to you. Use your own words, but obviously the context has to be the same. And as I say, if you've got any better techniques, then feel free to use them. And I really hope that this little podcast for you is incredibly useful. And listen to it a few times. Listen to it the night before or the morning of your workshop, just so that you can sort of practice it, or practice it with your friends as well. That's a really good idea. You should be running through your workshop day anyway, because you do need to rehearse it. Don't just leave it to the first time you're presenting. Do a bit of rehearsal. Go through the slides just so that nothing is a surprise and that you are really prepared. Okay, and enjoy it. Have fun, because it is really quite fantastic. You'll be on such a high by the end of the day. And it takes hours to come down, and hopefully you'll get some terrific feedback.